From Tidbits on October 4th, 2010, this is Two New Take Control eBooks about the iPhone and iPod Touch by Adam C. Angst. Apple's release of the iPad and their decision to keep it at iOS 3.2 while the iPhone and iPod Touch jumped to iOS 4 has created some confusion for users. Although some differences among the current iOS devices will disappear once they are all running iOS 4.2, other differences between the iPad and its smaller brethren are inescapable. To provide the help that people need right now, we've released two new ebooks: Take Control of iPhone Basics, iOS 4 Edition by Karen G. Anderson, and Take Control of Mail on the iPhone and iPod Touch, iOS 4 Edition by Joe Kissel. Take Control of iPhone Basics, iOS 4 Edition is our first book from Karen Anderson, who was the managing editor of .Mac at Apple before the Mobile Me transition, and who has edited a number of Take Control titles. Her book covers the iPhone 3G, 3GS, and 4, and is designed to help new or prospective iPhone buyers pick the right iPhone model and accessories and successfully complete basic setup tasks. She explains power management, connecting to the internet, how to set up a Bluetooth headset, transferring songs and other media from a computer, creating a security passcode, and how to get around the interface. Readers will also find help with synchronizing calendar events and contacts, whether via iTunes or over the air, buying apps, and finding apps and data on the iPhone. Finally, Karen provides a tour of the important apps from Apple, making sure that readers are comfortable with everything the iPhone can do. Take Control of iPhone Basics iOS 4 Edition is for those who are new to the iPhone or who want to ramp up their skill level and expand their comfort zone with Apple's phone. However, there's an area where even experienced users are often frustrated, dealing with email, and that's where our next book steps in. Take Control of Mail on the iPhone and iPod Touch iOS 4 Edition by Joe Kissel looks at email on the iPhone and iPod Touch under iOS 4. In its 100 pages, it provides the help you need to develop a mobile email strategy that gives you full control of your email and its related accounts, whether you use regular IMAP account, Gmail, MobileMe, or Exchange. This ebook is essentially an updated version of Joe's earlier Take Control of Mail on the iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch that focuses on the iOS 3 version of the Mail app on all three iOS devices. Since the iPad still runs iOS 3.2, the earlier book remains for sale for iPad users. For those using an iPhone or iPod Touch with iOS 4, Joe shares his real-world recommendations about the best ways to use the Mail app, offering carefully tested advice and directions for how to set up accounts, receive email, read and send email, and file messages. Joe also explains how to solve connection problems and work around feature limitations. We're fully aware that we've constructed a sandcastle on the beach with this title, and the high tide slated to come with iOS 4.2 will erode it. Once all the iOS devices are in sync with iOS 4.2, we'll rationalize the situation in a way that doesn't penalize anyone who buys Take Control of Mail on the iPhone and iPod Touch iOS 4 edition now. Meanwhile, if you have questions like the following, you'll find the answers in this book. What are the new features in iOS 4 Mail, and how do I use them? Why is an IMAP account especially useful on a mobile device? How do I set up my email accounts? How do I move around in the Mail app? What's the best mailbox setup for effective navigation and filing? How do I handle attachments? How does Mail integrate with other apps like Calendar and Contacts? What are the best ways to find messages in the Mail app? What's the deal with Exchange ActiveSync accounts? Should I use Push or Fetch to get my messages? How do I integrate Gmail with Mail? Is there a way to remove a message from one account to another? How can I use alternative from addresses for outgoing mail? Help! I can't send my mail. What should I do? This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, Econ Technologies, and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for supporting Take Control by buying these books. Take Control actually is a really major part of how we managed to keep funding Tidbits, so thanks a lot.